This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
And we now enter the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. It's been a real privilege to be able to be with you today. My name is Mike Adams. I'm filling in for Alex today as part of the, well, I guess we are now the actual resistance against tyranny. And this hour is hosted by Paul Joseph Watson, who I'm going to welcome here in just a second. I just got to say, though, Paul Joseph Watson, he's one of the many people I deeply admire. I watch all his videos. I share them. We talk about Paul as the superstar that he is on YouTube. And you're not going to believe this, listeners, but to this day, until this moment, I have never spoken with Paul Joseph Watson. So this is a real privilege for me to be able to do so. Paul, it's awesome to be able to speak to you. How are you doing today, man?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Well, we are staying busy here in Austin, Texas, trying to fight for our liberty. That's all we can do.
I mean, we've been kind of successful. We've won the battle, I guess, against CNN for the moment, you know, with the YouTube channel becoming active again, Mike, which is what I was talking about in an article on Infowars.com today, which is I went into my demographics, you know, the analytics on the back end of YouTube, and basically confirmed what I already suspected, because I'd never actually analyzed this before, which is in comparison to CNN, you know, their average audience, their average primetime audience is age 60. Now, I don't have anything against the elderly, not that 60 is that elderly these days, but, you know, I don't have anything against older generations. But this goes to why they're panicking, because you then compare that to my demographic on YouTube. The biggest sections are by far are 18 to 24-year-olds and 25 to 34-year-olds. Wow. Now, obviously, that's you know, related to the fact that it is YouTube and young people are on that platform. But that is my primary platform. That is my, you know, cable media. That's the equivalent.
So you're dangerous. You're obviously dangerous because you're influencing young minds who represent the future voters. What is it about your style or your message that CNN thinks is so darn dangerous that you have to be destroyed?
I think, Mike, it's because I've kind of absorbed tactics and techniques that other YouTubers, successful YouTubers, have used, not even in the political realm. So things just related to do with the editing of the videos, even the sound effects used in the videos, you know, the style of the script. I learned everything from successful YouTubers, most of whom weren't even political, applied that politically, and by doing that got an audience on board that maybe wasn't political before. So it's reaching new people, it's reaching young people, and that's, you know, I write in this article, Mike, all the messages I get, well, most of them anyway, they're from, like, teenagers. Wow. They're from people in their young 20s. They're at school. They say to me that being a conservative or libertarian is a form of rebellion because it goes against everything what they're being taught. All the dominant institutions culturally are left-leaning. Silicon Valley, the media, it's all left-leaning. You can't be the dominant culture and the counterculture. So now, we're the new counterculture. I've been saying it for over a year, and that's what young people in Generation Z, which is the most conservative culture since World War II, are telling me as well.
But every time CNN or these other left-wing legacy media organizations, every time they try to launch a young targeting, you know, youth-oriented program, it fails. It flops. They bail, and it's over, and they just blown $25 million. Yet you do this essentially on a shoestring budget, and you're far more successful.
Yeah, I do all the editing myself, and I think that's, people can tell when something's not authentic, when the individual who created it hasn't injected their personality into it, which is all that I do, for better or worse. They don't do that. You know, you need hard work. You need to learn from other YouTubers, as I just explained, to be successful on YouTube. CNN, they just throw money at it and think they can be successful that way.
We're going out
doesn't
to break,
work.
Paul.
That's why they're panicking.
We're just going out to break right now. Paul Joseph Watson here, hosting the fourth hour. Mike Adams just asking a couple of questions. This is awesome. I'm having a great time. We'll be right back after this break and listening to the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. Stay with us.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
You are listening to the fourth hour here, March 6th, 2018. This is the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in today. This is my last segment. I am thrilled to be able to ask a couple of questions to your official host for this hour, Paul Joseph Watson, who is being targeted by CNN. And, Paul, I really appreciate you allowing me to ask you a couple of questions here today. A burning question that I have for you. Isn't this censorship purge an admission by these left-wing techno tyrants that they have lost the argument?
Yeah, they've lost the argument on YouTube to a great extent. Basically, all they've got on YouTube is these left-wing late-night comedy channels, which, I mean, let's admit, they are still very successful on YouTube. But, you know, that takes a gargantuan effort to produce that kind of material. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel, Colbert, whoever, they've all got, like, teams of 5 to 10 writers who write everything for them. Massive production costs. So it takes them way more energy and resources to get out the same kind of content that we do. Difference is, on YouTube, there's a community, which isn't even right-wing. It's not really that conservative. It's mainly based around a skeptics community or an anti-SJW community, which is strong, and it resonates with young people because all these people have very interesting personalities, great delivery, great skills with editing and so forth, great content. There's nothing like it on the left. There's what? Like the Young Turks. I mean, that's in decline. Nobody really cares about that anymore. They don't have anything similar. And I noticed, Mike, that a lot of this YouTube censorship kind of stepped up a gear after I gave a comment to the New York Times about 6 months ago where I joked, kind of tongue-in-cheek, because it's kind of true, but I joked that YouTube was a right-wing safe space.
I remember that.
And ever since that time, the Wall Street Journal, CNN, you know, actively lobbying in direct communication with YouTube, saying, oh, what about this video? What about this video? Doesn't this violate your guidelines? Ever since then, they've stepped it up. The CEO of the Wall Street Journal a few weeks ago came out and said, this is interrupting our revenue stream, basically to paraphrase him. He said, this is stopping us making money and taking over the narrative. We need to make the online digital environment less cluttered. Obviously, he was talking about censorship.
But isn't
so it's really picked up.
But it's astonishing really to me that when they're issuing strikes against you or Alex Jones or me or others, they're claiming that we are, quote, bullying people, although they never really point out where and how we bullied anybody. And yet CNN just all out bullying you and bullying Alex Jones. I mean, the bullying from the left, I mean, censorship is a form of bullying. The bullies are claiming that you're bullying somebody else that they can't even really name. I mean, the hypocrisy here is at a whole new level.
Well, exactly. And let's not forget that just, I think it was last week or the week before, as you see up on screen now, CNN sent a reporter to an old lady's home in Florida because she had posted some memes on Facebook that some Russians had also posted. This was a lady who was having, you know, having active political meetings for Trump supporters where actual physical people turned up, not Russian bots. They go to her house, stick a camera in her face, dox her, bully her, harass her. Mike, that video's up on CNN's YouTube channel, not flagged for bullying or harassment. They get nothing whatsoever. You know, you had the Daily Beast last week expose the daughters of Pamela Geller, who aren't even aren't even involved in politics. They're on Instagram. They have deals with production companies to make content. Again, nothing political about it. They exposed them simply because of the views of their mother, who, by the way, is under death threat from Islamic terrorists on a regular basis, threatening to behead her. So the mainstream media can expose, dox, bully, harass people all day long. Remember, CNN threatened to reveal the Trump wrestling meme maker unless he expressed proper remorse.
Right.
So they can do it all day long and then point the finger at us if we talk about political hot-button issues. Total hypocrisy.
But it seems like, I mean, you're absolutely right with what you just said, but it seems like underneath all of this, there is a desperation of the left-wing media. There's a desperation. They believe, I mean, on the surface, they say that people like you make no sense and that what you're saying isn't true and no one has any reason to listen to you. But underneath, they're panicked. They're saying, oh my God, Paul Joseph Watson, he's attracting people who are young and brilliant and liberty-minded. He's waking people up. He's influential. He's convincing people and we have to silence him. That's the real message from all of this. The fact that they're targeting you is proof of your success.
Well, I mean, I often say, I'm just here in a corner of YouTube making content. Why are you so obsessed with me? But I mean, that's why it is, because I'm a threat to their monopoly. They can't compete with us on certain networks. Let's not forget that CNN's a global news organization with staff, you know, what, 100 times that of InfoWars, probably more, massive corporate backing. And still, you go on YouTube, Alex Jones' channel, and if it's not deleted, it's still up there at this point. If you take the Alex Jones channel and my channel, just those two together, we have more subscribers than CNN.
Right.
So they can't, they're competing with us, but for the fact that they're a massive global news network, we threaten them. You know, Mike, we had the stats released from Nielsen a few days ago where CNN's lost 19% of its total day audience, 16% of its primetime audience in the past year. They haven't got one news show in the top 20.
I mean, if the stock market plummeted 20% in a year, that would be called almost a crash. I mean, CNN's viewer participation is essentially crashing. It's extraordinary.
Yeah, and obviously they got a bit of a bump from the Trump derangement syndrome in 2017, but they're coming back down to earth with a bang. They get 797,000 total viewers average. Now, that's half of what MSNBC gets. And you got to remember, you know, CNN's on in hotel rooms, it's on in airports, it's on in bars all the time. They've got more reach, and yet they still get half the viewers of MSNBC. Fox, you know, they get nearly 3 million viewers, way ahead of them. They're pathetic. I mean, now they're attacking us to get attention for them because, you know, they're like this jealous ex-girlfriend stalker behavior that I've mentioned. They seem to be applying that to InfoWars, having applied it to Trump for the past year plus.
All right, predictions. Paul Joseph Watson, PJW. Predictions. Where do you think this is going? Are these totalitarian tech companies going to suffer such a backlash that they back off? Or are they so desperate to cover up whatever may be coming, maybe the midterm elections, that they're going to continue to be aggressive in destroying the free speech rights of individuals, even knowing that they, the tech giants, are discrediting themselves in the process? What's your take?
Well, they've got a bunch of lawsuits up against them right now, so it depends how they go, you know, setting the precedent. I think if they were smart about it, not to give them ideas, they would go with the algorithmic censorship route, because that's what Facebook did. I've noticed I'm getting, you know, suspended a lot less on Facebook now than I was a year ago, but as we saw with Trump, you know, he's lost like 50% of his traffic through Facebook because they buried him in the algorithm. So I think that's what we'll see on YouTube. Like 85% of my views on YouTube come from the subscribers and the recommended videos. They don't even come from external traffic sources. So they're going to do that. They're going to bury us in the algorithm. We won't even be able to prove it. And then there won't be any case against them that you can point to and say, this is the fact that you're deliberately doing this. So it's going to be an algorithmic censorship across the board, whether that be YouTube, Google search results, Facebook, or Twitter.
Right. They can hide it in the algorithm, which is a black box that, you know, we don't know what's happening. Shadow banning, it maybe is one way to say it, or just delisting you in the search algorithms or display algorithms. Now, of course, if you're a leftist screaming to murder Donald Trump or kill the police, then you're going to be boosted up in the algorithm. You're going to get top billing for all that hatred. But if you stand for liberty and protecting life and all these other things, you're going to be penalized. That's insane. But that's their algorithm.
Yeah, and the other issue with that is obviously we had mass demonetization last year. My last 20-odd videos have now been – they're automatically demonetized when you upload them. I don't care. I don't make any money out of that anyway. But people have pointed to the fact that probably what's happening is the demonetized videos get less upvoted in the algorithm. So if they can apply this level of demonetization for political commentary, they can ensure that it's buried in the algorithm. So that's another tactic that YouTube appears to have adopted.
Wow, good. Good points. Paul, it's great to talk with you today. Thanks for letting me ask a couple of questions. This is your show for the rest of the show. This is the fourth hour, and thank you, Paul Joseph Watson. Great to talk with you today.
Thanks.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Real live, it is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. No guests today, but a lot of news to cover, so I'm going to jump right into it. Talked about this before the break with Mike Adams, so I'll run through it quicker than I would have done because we've covered some of it. But we have the video up where CNN attacked me and I responded in kind. But this headline is up on Infowars.com right now. This is why CNN hates Infowars. Why are they so obsessed with us? Why are they behaving like the crazy ex-girlfriend stalker, as they did when they stalked Trump on the golf course by hiding behind the bushes? They appear to have applied those methods to InfoWars now. One of the primary reasons why CNN is attempting to sabotage InfoWars by having YouTube shut down our channels, by targeting our advertisers, even though we don't make any money off that anyway, they're too stupid to realize that, is because we're attracting an increasingly younger audience, while CNN's audience is literally dying. These stats are from Nielsen Live. This is last year, so their audience has probably gotten even older by now. The average CNN viewer is 60 years old, 6-0. Last year, or 2016, it was 59, so it appears to be getting older. Compare this to the average age of viewers to my YouTube channel. People say, well, YouTube's very different from, you know, cable news. Yes, but YouTube is my platform. That's their platform. So you compare it to my platform, and you can see the graph in this article, which is in the tweet. By far the biggest demographics are 18 to 24-year-olds and 25 to 34-year-olds. The people watching my content are predominantly 18 to 34 years old. In other words, they're not literally dying, like CNN's audience. Nothing against the elderly, but this is about demographics. This is about the future of information. Now, I said to Mike, every day I receive messages from young people. Like, sometimes it's like 12-year-olds, for God's sake. 12-year-olds are watching this content. I've got to try and cut out the cussing if my audience is getting younger and younger. But all the messages I get are from teens, from people in their early 20s, who say, I changed their mind, or similar people on YouTube changed their mind. They were liberals. They saw a message that was punchy, that was delivered in a manner suited to attract young people, suited to attract a YouTube audience that's grown up in this digital age, and it's resonating. My personal interactions with people who recognize me on the street, they're all people in their 20s. Again, nothing against old people, but that's CNN's audience. Of course, we've seen the studies, Generation Z, which is people born after 1995, are also more likely to be more conservative than any generation since World War II. Now, Forbes reported, quote, Gen Z is more individualistic, more conservative both socially and fiscally, and they're already making waves of impact on our political system. Those studies have confirmed that as opposed to millennials, who are all narcissists and they need their safe spaces and their puppies to cuddle if they hear an opinion they don't like, you know, you challenge their argument on Twitter, they lock down their account faster than the speed of light. Those are the millennials. Gen Z is really more positive in terms of not being so precious, not being such snowflakes. Studies show that they're more conservative, which just basically means they're not following the herd. Of course, there's a huge gamut of views that you can't just pigeonhole into the word conservative. But again, this goes back to what I said a year ago, a year plus. Conservatism is the new counterculture. Of course, the media came out when I said that with a volley of articles asserting that I was wrong. No, it's not. No, it's not. Yes, it is. You can't be the dominant cultural, you can't be the dominant culture and the counterculture. Doesn't work like that. In the 60s, in the 70s, what did we see? We saw predominantly the Christian right trying to ban and censor literature, art, music that was, quote, offensive. Remember the burning of the Beatles albums back in the 60s. Again, that was right-wing censorship. The censorship of the Sex Pistols in my country in the 1970s, where they banned them from playing concerts because they were offensive. Again, that came from the conservative Christian right. The roles have flipped, haven't they? Now what do you see? Big tech, Silicon Valley censorship, the James Damore case. The far left has taken on the role as official censors, which is why people, young people, and I get these messages too, in school, in college, tell me that they're conservatives or they're libertarians simply as a backlash to that dominant culture censoring or trying to censor certain information. If you try to censor certain information, the Streisand effect happens. It gives that information, whether it's fringe or edgy or what, doesn't matter, or if it's just pretty mainstream conservatism or cultural libertarianism, it gives that information an illicit cachet. Whenever you try to ban anything, whenever you try to tell young people what they can and can't see, what they can and can't listen to, what happens? It makes them more determined to listen to that content, to read that content. So the more they try to ban and censor my opinions, my content, the more I resonate with young people. They'd be better served just to leave me alone, but then again, that's not much fun, is it? I mean, I get a lot of content from them attacking me, so I kind of rely on it too. But again, Gen Z, more individualistic, more conservative. The messages I get, people I meet on the street, young people, it's a very young audience, way younger than it was even 5 years ago, from my perspective. And again, when dominant cultural institutions claim to be the counterculture or claim that conservatives can't be the counterculture because we were the dominant culture in the past, it's just not an argument. Silicon Valley, the media, cultural institutions, the arts, they all, Hollywood, it's all far left. If everything's far left, what's left to be the authentic rebellious counterculture? It could only be not even conservatism or on the right specifically, just even just like skeptic centrism becomes avant-garde, which it is on YouTube, which is why they're trying to shut it down. Now you add to this CNN's ratings, which I also mentioned earlier. CNN doesn't have a single news show in the top 20 news shows. Imagine that. I think Anderson Cooper is like 24 on the list. There you see the list. 15 out of the top 20 of Fox News shows. They can't even crack the top 20 with one show. Despite being on across airports, hotels, bars, you name it. They've lost 19% of their total day audience, 16% of their primetime audience over the course of the past year. So you compare CNN's average audience per day, 979,000 total viewers. Half that of MSNBC. They can only get half the viewers that MSNBC gets. You compare them to Fox News. Fox News gets an average viewing audience of 2.766 million. So what, that's almost three times that of CNN. They had a bit of a spurt with the Trump derangement syndrome after the election, after the inauguration. Now they've returned to their natural state of malaise and decline. So, you know, as I commented in the article, given all this, maybe CNN should concentrate on improving their dreadful ratings and content instead of trying to sabotage other news networks and have them banned by YouTube, as they've been caught doing with Infowars.com. We'll come back on the other side and wrap up. We're going to just talk a little bit more about CNN, then get on to the Italian election news. Massive victory for the populist parties in Italy. This is the Alex Jones Show live. Infowars.com. We'll be back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Before I play the CNN video, my response to CNN here in a moment, I want to tell you about the great specials available as part of our crusade to crush CNN's effort to defeat InfoWars. It is the Operation Paul Revere Week 2 2018 special. We've extended a lot of these massive discounts. We're talking 30 to 80%, up to 80% off some of these products. That's 80 huge discounts, plus free shipping on absolutely everything. InfoWars Life selects survival food. I mean, if nothing happens, just eat the food and save a ton of money anyway. The government's stocking up. Everybody else does it. Why not get it right now for 40% off InfoWars Life Select survival food? We also have Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off, massive discount. Pollen Block, 50% off. Immune Wall, Real Red Pill, Biome Defense, True Way, Prebiotic Fiber, all 50% off, massive discount. Stock up now, save money, because these discounts aren't going to last for much longer. We've got clothing, apparel, 80% off. That is huge, 80% off clothing. We've got the Aegis Armor backpack insert for 20% off. And the final run of limited edition MAGA poster by John Allen available right now, InfoWarsStore.com. Massive discounts, up to 80%. Go and read the 5-star reviews. BuzzFeed, CNN, hate it when you get these products. CNN did a big hit piece saying all these advertisers were pulling out of our YouTube channel. Like they thought that would bring it, like what? You don't even have any videos monetized at this point. It's like 90% demonetized. I think in one case, they pointed to an example where we'd lost like $168 from an advertiser pulling a video off of YouTube. I mean, total idiocy. We survived by you getting the products. They can't stop that. They can't stop that, which is why they hate it when you buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. 30 to 80% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Support us today. Let's go to the CNN video. This is my response to CNN. We'll come back after and talk about it. Here is the video. Yours truly has come under attack from CNN. They say, wait for it, they say I'm not mainstream. I appeared on Breitbart Radio and CNN's senior media reporter responded with this.
I'm old enough to remember when Breitbart was trying to go mainstream. Guess they gave up.
What exactly is mainstream these days? I mean, I know I come out with some edgy opinions from time to time, but I could never compete with CNN as saying something offensive. Then, there's heaping praise on somebody who represents a brutal dictatorship that incarcerates, tortures, and executes hundreds of thousands of political dissidents. That's pretty edgy. Is that what constitutes being mainstream now? Genuflecting in front of a despotic regime that starves its own population to death? So, mainstream. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but last time I checked, I don't think InfoWars or Breitbart were fawning over a country that has no independent media, functioning civil society, or religious freedom. That's CNN's job. So mainstream. Maybe I'd be more mainstream if I encouraged cuckoldry. Apparently that's mainstream now too. But you know, when your primetime shows get less viewers than decades-old reruns of Yogi Bear cartoons, I guess you gotta spice it up a bit.
Marlowe went on to heap praise on one of the world's leading conspiracy theorists, describing him as a smart guy and someone who is wildly popular.
Second half of that, I'm not gonna argue with, but calling me one of the world's leading conspiracy theorists. Don't know if you've noticed, but in virtually every video I've made about big events for the past 3 years, I've debunked conspiracy theories. Here, 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 here. Did I believe in some pretty out there conspiracy theories when I was younger? Yeah, then I grew up. But see, there's quite a big difference between my conspiracy theories and those pushed by CNN. I didn't help promote the conspiracy theory that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. A conspiracy theory that led to hundreds of thousands of dead Iraqis, thousands of dead and maimed US troops, a ruined country, and the rise of ISIS. That's CNN that did that. I didn't promote the conspiracy theory that Libyan militias and moderate rebels in Syria were freedom fighters.
There is a significant amount of moderate rebels,
when in reality they were Islamic jihadists, Al-Qaeda and ISIS fanatics. A conspiracy theory that led to two ruined countries, the destabilization of an entire region of the world, and an international migrant crisis. Oh wait, that was CNN, wasn't it? I didn't promote the hands up, don't shoot conspiracy theory. A conspiracy theory that led to riots, shootings, and the worst race relations in 50 years. I'm not promoting the conspiracy theory that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians to steal an election. A conspiracy theory that's put the world at the greatest risk of nuclear war since the height of the Cold War. Now, who was it that did that? Oh yeah, it was CNN.
Why is CNN constantly, like, Russia this, Russia that?
business ratings.
I'm not promoting the conspiracy theory that socialism, which has caused untold misery everywhere in the world where it's been tried, is cool.
Yeah, CNN again.
I didn't promote the conspiracy theory that Trump was igniting civil war while endorsing Antifa, a violent domestic terrorist group that advocates for civil war.
Who was it that did that? Wasn't CNN? Yeah, it was CNN.
I didn't promote the conspiracy theory that the president was deranged or physically unfit. Nor did I continue to promote it after it had been completely debunked. Wonder who did that?
Surely not CNN.
I mean, you guys say that the very existence of the deep state, a manifestly provable entity in American politics since Eisenhower, is a conspiracy theory. You said the DNC and the Hillary campaign funding the P-Gate dossier, a proven fact, was a conspiracy theory. So maybe you're not in the best position to be lecturing others about conspiracy theories. Let me remind you that CNN is actively lobbying for a competing news organization to be shut down. In Russia, the government shuts down dissident media outlets. In the United States, CNN apparently thinks that that's its responsibility. And can anyone tell me why InfoWars is on the verge of being deleted for bullying and harassment? But CNN can literally turn up at an old lady's home, dox, bully and harass her for the thought crime of posting memes on Facebook, and then post the video on YouTube with no consequences whatsoever. Strange that, isn't it? Almost like there's one rule for them and another rule for us. CNN threatened to expose a private citizen for posting the Trump wrestling meme if he failed to display the proper amount of remorse. Sounds like it's perfectly acceptable to engage in bullying and harassment so long as you're called CNN. Not content with campaigning for our entire channel to be terminated because we dared challenge their narrative on...
No.
Now CNN is tracking down advertisers on InfoWars videos and trying to bully them too. Because we really make so much money off YouTube ads at this point. Not like 90% plus of our content is already demonetized anyway. However are we gonna survive? CNN is like a bitter, jealous ex-girlfriend that just won't leave us alone. Remember when they hid behind bushes to stalk Trump at that golf course? Well, now they're obsessed with InfoWars. But to be honest, CNN, you're just not our type. We just don't have much in common with a network that thinks the American people are stupid as.
But it'd be fair to question the intellect of the American voter.
Oh no, they're stupid.
Look, it's not you, it's us. No, wait, it's you. It's definitely you. So take your conspiracy theories. You know the ones that start wars, continent-wide crises, and domestic unrest. Yeah, those. Take your little InfoWars obsession, take your crusade against our YouTube channel, and shove it! Maybe then you can concentrate on, oh, I don't know, being an actual news network? Remember those days? No, me neither.
The video, CNN attacks PJW, it's up on YouTube, you can get it right now. There's also an article on Breitbart, by the way. CNN turns to outright gangsterism to silence Jones, in which the writer makes the point, you know, YouTube's a private company, Google's a private company, even though it's a monopoly. But social media is different. Imagine if 50 years ago a private company purchased the US mail and telephone company. Now imagine if they monitored and censored our communications based on their partisan speech codes. How is that any different from what corporate fascists in Silicon Valley are up to right now? So this private company argument, it's gone out the window a long time ago. We'll be back on the other side to talk about North Korea and the Italian elections. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live for the final segment of The Alex Jones Show. Remember, War Room is coming up next, so stay tuned for that. But let's get into North Korea. Do you remember back, I think it was in early January, when President Trump tweeted, to the horror of the Peanut Gallery press and the leftists, that he was prepared to use his nuclear button when it came to North Korea. Let's flash back and read that tweet, actually. Trump said, "North Korean leader Kim Jong-un just stated that the nuclear button is on his desk at all times." Well, someone from his depleted and food-starved regime, which CNN loves, by the way, and fawns over and worships their mainstream, "Please inform him that I, too, have a nuclear button, but it is much bigger and more powerful one than his, and my button works." Now, what was the reaction to that at the time? Let's go to this MSNBC video where the analyst literally says, this tweet threatens to make the planet uninhabitable. That's literally what he said. That this tweet put the planet, the survival of the planet itself, at risk. Let's go to this video.
On this interesting thought from Donald Trump about the size of his nuclear button and the threat that he just put up against the North Korean leader. Your thoughts?
As we saw all through 2017, men with profound sexual insecurity can wreak a lot of havoc in the lives of women, in the lives of their families. But perhaps never have we seen a man whose profound sexual and masculine insecurities are literally threatening to annihilate the planet. I mean, the way he's literally capitalizing in that tweet, his nuclear button. I mean, any psychiatrist or psychologist would have a field day with that. But we all live in a world that could literally be ended in terms of a habitable planet because of this sad man's insecurity.
He literally thought a tweet from Donald Trump would make the planet uninhabitable. This is tough geopolitical posturing. Now, what was the response from other talking heads to Trump's tweet back in early January? Well, NBC News national security analyst Jeremy Bash said that it would cause Kim Jong-un to, quote, lash out. He said, quote, this is a tweet that could lead to confrontation and maybe even war. Bear in mind, this is the same media that fearmongers every single day about Russia and invents conspiracies about Russian collusion that have put the planet at the greatest risk of nuclear war since the Cold War. Oh, but when it comes to Trump tweeting, no, that's going to lead to war, according to NBC national security analyst Jeremy Bash. What did CNN's Brian Stelter say in response to this tweet? He said that it was evidence that Trump was mentally unstable. What would we say if the leader of Germany or China or Brazil posted tweets like Trump's? How would we cover it? We'd say that person is not well. Point being, they all completely freaked out over this tweet. Said it was a horrific diplomatic blunder, that it was putting the planet at risk of being uninhabitable. What happened within hours of Trump sending out that tweet? Well, North Korea re-established communications with South Korea for the first time in nearly 2 years. What happened today? Headline, breakthrough. North Korea ready to denuclearize if regime safety is guaranteed. This is Zero Hedge. Score another diplomatic victory for Trump, whose hardline negotiating tactic appears to have generated a dramatic and favorable outcome. An outcome that the Financial Times dubbed a diplomatic breakthrough, that North and South Korea have agreed to hold direct talks between their leaders, with North Korea signaling it is willing to abandon its nuclear program if regime security can be guaranteed. The markets are loving it. It's a tough geopolitical stance by Trump that increased the likelihood that this would happen. In other words, not just the tweet, but the tweet worked. They immediately started to back away. Now they're in talks to denuclearize entirely, as opposed to Obama, who just made it worse, as opposed to Clinton back in the 90s, who gave them the technology to build the nukes in the first place. So again, the mainstream media has been completely debunked with its hysteria. They said this could lead to global war. They said it was a horrific mistake. They've been proven wrong once again by reality. Absolutely incredible, but we're making great progress on North Korea by taking an actual stance against them, and they appear, although it's often not certain, of course, but they appear to be backing away. What Trump's doing is working. And the mainstream media are just going to have to deal with that. They've been completely debunked. Let's move on to Italy, where, of course, the Populist Party and the centre-right coalition swept to power. Obviously, only one of them can take power, but the centre-left Democrats, the Globalist Party, was completely decimated. They performed even worse than the polls suggested. So now you're going to have a jockeying for position between the populist five-star movement and the centre-right coalition, which is Forza Italia and the Northern League, led by Matteo Salvini. And actually, Salvini won in the duel between the two parties in the right-wing coalition. So if it comes to that coalition taking power, Salvini will be the prime minister. Massive rejection of globalism, massive rejection of open borders, massive rejection of the European Union. Now, how was it reported in the immediate aftermath? Well, who's to blame for this crushing populist victory in Italy? What were the consequences that led to it? Was it the horrific migrant wave that was pouring into Italy, pouring into their southern towns from Libya? Did it have anything to do with the fact that their economy is in a complete malaise? They've still got massive unemployment. Was it anything to do with the fact that they've got a horrible relationship with the EU and it's not working for them? No. Italian voters didn't vote based on any of that. It was all thanks to Russia. Oh, yes, the Russian conspiracy theory is back once again. This is Zero Hedge. Russia blamed for Italian election outcome. If there's a European election and the anti-establishment parties score a stunning victory, as just happened in Italy and a few months prior in Austria, and in Germany, by the way, who are you going to blame? Vladimir Putin, of course. That's what Samantha Power, one of the top diplomats in the Obama administration, did when she shared an article by Spain's El País newspaper about how Russia predetermined the outcome of Sunday's election by spinning an immigrant discourse in Italy. So, because some Russian news outlets talked about the fact that Italy had a problem with mass immigration, with literally, like, 20-something-year-old girls being butchered and cannibalized, which happened, I think it was in Rome or another big Italian city a few weeks ago, they actually found that they cannibalized the woman. It was a migrant that carried out the murder. Massive problems with this onrush of immigrants from Libya, people smugglers. No, that's all. That didn't happen. Nobody voted on that basis. They voted because Russia talked about it in their media. Absolutely incredible. And by the way, Samantha Power is all concerned about foreign interventions. This is the same woman who was a water carrier for the US intervention under Obama into Libya, a complete disaster which led to the migrant crisis in the first place. Oh, but now she's up there whining about foreign intervention. She's the queen of foreign intervention, trying to claim that Russia talking about the problems Italy has in its media is why people voted for populist parties, why people voted for centre-right parties. No, it's because they have massive problems with migration, massive problems with their economy. They've got 38% youth unemployment. They've got a terrible relationship with the EU. They've got a record debt load. They voted for change because their country was going down the toilet. It had nothing to do with Marussia, Samantha Power. Absolutely incredible. Majority of Italian youngsters backed Eurosceptic anti-establishment parties. I was talking about this earlier. Conservatism is the new counterculture, not just culturally, but politically. We saw the same thing in France, remember, where 44% of youngsters backed Marine Le Pen, the populist candidate. Now, youngsters in Italy voted overwhelmingly in favour of Eurosceptic anti-mass migration parties in the country's election on Sunday. According to a survey by Techne, a whopping 44% of those aged 18 to 30 backed the Five Star Movement, whilst a further 13% voted for the anti-Euro Liga, which is Matteo Salvini. He's probably going to be the next leader. Another 3% of youngsters backed the Nationalist Brothers of Italy, meaning that in total, 60% of young Italians backed parties critical of the euro, anti-establishment and anti-mass migration. So again, the Eurosceptic rebellion, fueled by young Europeans, continues to surge across the continent. This is fundamentally a youth movement. It's growing, it's becoming more pervasive, it's resonating with young people, just like InfoWars, just like my YouTube channel, is resonating with young people. And that's why the establishment haters, they are in a blind panic because their audience is literally dying. Owen Schroyer with War Room is coming up next. InfoWars.com for all the breaking news. We'll be back. Go away.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. 11S takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumin-S twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumin-S, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.